This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. We continue bi'idhnillahi ta'ala our lessons in the Arabic language. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail, with you for another majlis in learning and understanding the language of the noble Quran. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we are currently studying Medina Arabic Book 3, and in this majlis, insha'Allah, we will complete lesson number 27, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. But Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, before that, some muraja'a, some revision. In Book 2, lesson number 16, we learnt about uridu. Uridu, I want. Anta turidu, you want. Huwa yuridu, he wants. Hiya turidu, she wants. Excellent. You're speaking to Brother Ahmed in front of you. Aturidu, ya Ahmedu, do you want, O Ahmed? You're speaking to Layla. Aturidina, ya Layla. Aturidina, ya Layla. Do you want such and such? Nahnu nuridu. Nahnu nuridu. We want. We want. And then with regards to the past tense, arada. Arada. He wanted. Arada. He wanted. Aradtu. 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 Aradtu kitaban. I wanted a book. أردت كتابا. I wanted a book. أنت أردت. أنت أردت. You wanted. أنت أردت. Excellent. We learned about the different usages of ما. ما اسمك. What's your name? ما اسمك. What is your name? What is your name? This is the ma, the interrogative type of ma. Then we also have the negative ma. The negative ma. Ma fahimtu. Ma fahimtu. I did not understand. So one is negating something and the other one is asking a question. Masmuka. Masmuka. Ma hadha. What is this? What's your name? Whereas, ma fahimtu. Ma fahimtu. I did not understand. Ma dhahabtu. I did not go. Excellent. The third type of ma that we learned about is called the ma al-mawsula. Ma al-mawsula. Example, ashrabu ma tashrabu. Ashrabu ma tashrabu. I'll drink what you are drinking. Ashrabu ma tashrabu. I drink what you are drinking. Akulu ma ta'kulu. Akulu ma ta'kulu. Akulu ma ta'kulu. I'll eat what you are eating. Excellent. We know about dhu. Dhu means to possess. But in the mansub form, it becomes dha. Dha. So dhu marfu, then the mansub, and then the will be the majroor form. Excellent. Dhul jalali wal ikram. Dhal jalali wal ikram. Dhil jalali wal ikram. Huwa dhu malin. Dhu malin. Then we find the malin, and then we also have the malin. So dhu, the, and the. Jamil. We learned about the scale of fu'alun. Fu'alun, this is mamnu'un min as-sarf. And so all proper nouns on the scale of fu'alun, they are mamnu'un min as-sarf. The name Umar, Umaru, Umaru. We can never ever say Umarun. No, not allowed. Umar is a diptote. You will have Umaru, Umara, and then Umara. You will have Zuhalu. Zuhalu is Saturn, the planet Saturn. So Zuhalu, Zuhala, and Zuhala. Same with the name Zufar. Imam Abu Hanifa, one of his famous students, was named Zufar. Zufar, Zufaru, Zufara, and Zufara. Hubalu, Hubala, and Hubala. Hubal was one of the idols that the criminals had worshipped. Allahu musta'an. We learned about feminine colors. Feminine colors, singular form. Fa'la'u, fa'la'u, the color white. Feminine, bayda'u, bayda'u, black. Sawda'u, sawda'u, red. Hamra'u, hamra'u, somebody says. Sha'ru ra'si aswadu. Sha'r is masculine, so the color describing it will be masculine. Sha'ru ra'si aswadu. The hair of my head is black. ولحيتي بيضاء. لحية my beard. ولحيتي, لحية is feminine. ولحيتي بيضاء. ولحيتي بيضاء. Excellent, ما شاء الله. But when it comes to colors in the plural form, then they are on the scale of فعل. Like for example, الهنود الحمر. الهنود الحمر. The red Indians. الهنود الحمر. Excellent. The name Amr. Amr ibn al-As, famous companion of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So how do we make out the difference between the name Umar and the name Amr? Amr, well, Amr has an extra waw at the end. Extra waw at the end. Jameel. Then we learnt about آخر. آخر, another. And the feminine, أخرى. أخرى. عندي قلم آخر. I have another pen. وسورة أخرى. And another surah. So آخر, masculine, feminine is أخرى. جميل. غير مسلم. غير مسلم. غير is مضاف. Non-Muslim. غير بالغ. The person who is not yet بالغ. غير مسلم. غير بالغ. Excellent. We learnt in lesson number 17. About أريد أن أذهب. أريد أن أذهب. I want to go. أريد أن أذهب. So after أن, the أذهب will be منصوب. أريد أن أذهب. Excellent. We also learnt about the lam of تعليل. لأفهم القرآن. To understand the noble Quran. لأفهم القرآن. لأفهم القرآن. We learnt about يمكن. يمكن, it is possible. We learnt about منذ. منذ is a preposition. منذ أسبوع, since a week. منذ أسبوع, since a week. We also learnt that دخل محمد. محمد entered. دخلت عائشة, simple. يدرس إبراهيم, whereas تدرس آمنة, excellent. But when it comes to the item that we're talking about, the noun we are talking about, it is feminine, but it's not human, it's not an animal, it's some other sort of object, like maybe a car. You can use a masculine or a feminine verb. Example, you can say خرج السيارة. خرج السيارة. Or you can say خرجت السيارة. خرجت السيارة. And both of them are correct. But when we are talking about سمية, you have to say خرجت سمية. خرجت سمية. But for a car, you can either say خرج or خرجت السيارة. Excellent. What does أرجو mean? أرجو, I request. I request. And يسمح. يسمح, I permit. لا أسمح. لا أسمح. لا أسمح. The teacher says, the مدرس says, قال المدرس. لا أسمح. لا أسمح. I do not permit. I do not permit. الله مستعان. يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله. We now move on to lesson number 27. بإذن الله تعالى. الدرس السابع والعشرون. So we have a مدرس and we have أسامة. Conversation between both of them. يلا بسم الله. المدرس, يا أسامة. المراقب يطلبك في مكتبه. يا أسامة. المراقب, the inspector. المراقب يطلبك, is seeking you. المراقب يطلبك في مكتبه, in his office. The teacher says to who? To أسامة. يا أسامة. المراقب, the inspector, يطلبك, يطلبك في مكتبه, is seeking you where, is requesting you where, in his office. في مكتبه. Excellent. In this lesson, we cover the pronouns, attached pronouns and detached pronouns. So for example here, في مكتبه in his office. This he here, this is an attached pronoun. يَطُلُبُكَ كَكَكَ. This is an attached pronoun indicating you, that seeking you. في مكتبه, in his office. In his office. He didn't say في مكتب المراقب, in the inspector's office. No, he sufficed with saying in his office. Excellent. So then Usama says, أريد أن آخذ. I want to take. Take what? معي, with me. I want to take with me زميلي هذين. زميلي هذين. I want to take with me these two colleagues. So he points to these two colleagues here. Maybe Ahmed and Suleiman. He wants to take Ahmed and Suleiman with him to the inspector's office. أريد أن آخذ. آخذ means to take. خذها ولا تخف. Allah states in the Noble Quran, take it, pick it up, and do not fear, to Musa عليه السلام. أريد أن آخذ معي زميلي هذين, these two colleagues of mine. المدرس لم يطلب المراقب إلا إياك. لم يطلب المراقب إلا إياك. Did not request. المراقب, the inspector, did not request. لم يطلب. He did not request. Who didn't request? المراقب didn't request. إلا, except. Iyaka, except you. You only, nobody else was requested. He only requested that you come. Only you. لم يطلب المراقب إلا إياك, except you. Usama says, أخشى أنه نسي. I fear that he has forgotten. أخشى, I fear. أنه نسي, that he has forgotten. Forgotten what? إني وإياهما مشتركون. إني وإياهما مشتركون في مسابقة السباحة. إني وإياهما, indeed myself, وإياهما, and both of them, both these two here, the two friends, colleagues of his, مشتركون, are participants, في مسابقة السباحة, are participants in the swimming competition. مسابقة, competition, السباحة, this is swimming. We are participants in the swimming competition. We are participants. We are competitors in the swimming competition. Excellent. Again, أخشى أنه نسي. إني وإياهما مشتركون في مسابقة السباحة. جميل. المدرس خذهما إذن. Then take both of them. خذهما, take both of them. So هما is an attached pronoun. خذهما إذن. Then in that case, take both of them. أين كتاب المدير يا إبراهيم؟ أين كتاب المدير يا إبراهيم؟ أين كتاب المدير يا إبراهيم؟ Where's the principal's book, O Ibrahim? Ibrahim says, أعطيته إياه. I gave. أعطيته, I gave to him. Who's the him here? The مدير, the principal. I gave to him. What did you give to him? أعطيته, I gave to him. إياه indicates the book. I gave to him the book. أعطيته إياه. I gave to him it. I gave it to him. That's how we will translate in English. I gave it to him. Excellent. وأين دفاتر الطلاب؟ وأين دفاتر الطلاب؟ And where's the notebooks of the students? أعطيت. I gave. أعطيتهم. I gave to them, meaning the students, I gave to the students, I gave to them, iyaha, I gave to them, iyaha, I gave to them it. Iyaha, ha here indicating the dafatir, non-rational plural treated as singular feminine. So dafatir treated as a feminine word. A'taytuhum, iyaha, a'taytuhum, iyaha, I gave to them it. I gave it to them. Where are the students' notebooks? I gave it to them. وَأَيْنَ مَجَلَّتِي وَأَيْنَ مَجَلَّتِي And where's my magazine? أَعْطَيْتُكَهَا I gave to you it. I gave it to you. Where's my magazine? I gave it to you. متى أعطيتنيها؟ When did you give to me it? متى أعطيتنيها؟ When did you give to me it? When did you give it to me? When did you give it to me? When did you give it to me? متى أعطيتنيها؟ When did you give it to me? جميل. أعطيتكها أمسي في مكتبك. أعطيتكها أمسي في مكتبك. I gave it to you yesterday in your office. أخذتها ووضعتها في الدرج. You took it and you put it in the drawer. You put it in the drawer. أخذتها ووضعتها and you put it في الدرج. Then the مدرس says, نعم. الآن تذكرت. Now I remember. ما اسمك يا أخي؟ ما اسمك يا أخي؟ What's your name, oh my brother? And then he says, أإياي تسأل يا أستاذ؟ أإياي is me. You are asking, oh teacher. أإياي that to me. تسأل, you are asking, يا أستاذ. Again, أإياي تسأل يا أستاذ. أإياي تسأل يا أستاذ. أإياي تسأل يا أستاذ. Are you asking me, oh teacher? نعم إياك أسأل. نعم إياك أسأل. Yes, I'm asking you. نعم إياك أسأل. It's you I'm asking. Then he says, اسمي عكاشة. اسمي عكاشة. My name is عكاشة. And we know the famous companion of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, عكاشة. And التحقت بالمعهد اليوم. He says, التحقت بالمعهد اليوم. That I joined the institute today. والتحق معي ثلاثة طلاب من بلدي. And joined with me three students from my country. And also registered and joined the institute with me three students from my country. Again, التحقت بالمعهد اليوم. والتحق معي ثلاثة طلاب من بلدي. هم في فصل آخر. They are in another class. هم في فصل آخر. هم في فصل آخر. يا أستاذ أرجو أن تساعدني. أرجو أن تساعدني. I request أن تساعدني. That you assist me. أرجو أن تساعدني. فقد فاتني دروس كثيرة. So أرجو أن تساعدني. I request that you assist me. تساعدني. That you assist me. فقد فاتني. For I have missed. فاتني has missed me. I have missed. دروس كثيرة. I have missed many lessons. دروس كثيرة. I have missed many lessons. For indeed I have missed many lessons. And the مدرس says, سأساعدك. وإياهم. إن شاء الله. I will assist you. وإياهم. And them who? Those three students. سأساعدك. وإياهم. And them. And those students. إن شاء الله. If Allah wills. Ukasha says, لن ننسى. We will never forget مساعدتك. 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 We will never forget your assistance. إيانا upon us. أبدا إن شاء الله. Ever إن شاء الله. We will never forget your assistance upon us. إن شاء الله. Again. لن ننسى مساعدتك. مساعدتك. إيانا أبدا إن شاء الله. المدرس أراك تجيد اللغة العربية. I notice that you are good in the Arabic language. I see that you are good at the Arabic language. من علمك إياها؟ من علمك إياها؟ Who taught you? من علمك? Who taught you إياها? It. Who taught you it? Who taught it to you? Then Ukasha says, علمني إياها. علمني إياها. Taught me it. أبي. My father taught it to me. My father taught it to me. علمني إياها أبي. علمني taught me إياها it. It meaning here the Arabic language. Taught me it. My father. My father taught it to me. المدرس اقرأ الآيات يا حامد. Oh Hamid, read the verses of the Noble Quran. So Hamid يستعيذ ويبسمل ثم يقرأ يستعيذ أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, seeking Allah's protection from شيطان الرجيم, ويبسمل, and he says بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, and then he begins his recitation. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. Only you do we worship. وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. And only from you, in you, do we seek assistance. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ. Only Allah do we worship. وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. And only from Allah do we seek assistance. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Surah Isra, verse number 23. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ. And your Rabb, your Lord has decreed. وَقَضَى, Allah has decreed. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا. That you should, all of you, you should and you shall only worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ. Except Him. Except Allah. You should only worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And your two parents, your father and your mother, you should show them إِحْسَان. You should show them إِحْسَان. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا. That all of you should worship إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ. Except Him. You should only worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And you should show kindness and إِحْسَان to your parents. يخرجون الرسول وإياكم. يخرجون الرسول, that they remove, they kick out the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وإياكم, and you people. وإنا وإياكم لعلى هدى أو في ضلال مبين. وإنا أو إياكم, that we, O you people, we, O you people, لَعَلَى هُدًا, are upon guidance, أو فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ, or upon clear misguidance. Who is it? We, O you people, upon clear guidance, and who's upon misguidance? يُسْمَعُ رَنِينُ الْجَرَسِ. يُسْمَعُ رَنِينُ الْجَرَسِ. That يُسْمَعُ مَبْنِي لِلْمَجْهُولِ. That heard. What's heard? رَنِينُ الْجَرَسِ. The رَنِين of the جَرَس. The ringing. رَنِين is the master, is the verbal noun here. رَنِينُ الْجَرَسِ. That the ringing of the bell was heard. And so Hamid says, هَذَا يَوْمُ زِيَارَةِ الْمُدَرِّسِينَ إِيَانَا. This is the day of the visiting of the teachers to us. هَذَا يَوْمُ زِيَارَةِ الْمُدَرِّسِينَ إِيَانَا. To us, upon us. فِي الْمَهْجَعِ. In the dormitory. So today is the day that the teachers will visit us in the dormitory. نَنْتَظِرُ الْمُدِيرَ. We will await the principal. وَإِيَّاكَ. and you, ya ustadu, ba'da salatil asri, and yourself, o ustad, after salatul asr. The mudarri says, sanazurukum insha'Allah, sanazurukum insha'Allah, sanazurukum insha'Allah. We will visit you people insha'Allah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. Excellent, masha'Allah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, that was the passage. Let us begin with the tamarin, the exercises. Exercise number 1. Ajib anil as'ila al-atiya. Masmu talib al-jadidi. Masmu talib al-jadidi. What's the name of the new student? Ismuhu ukashatu. Ismuhu ukashatu. Ismuhu ukashatu. Excellent, jameel. رقم اثنين من علمه اللغة العربية من علمه من علمه who taught him من علمه اللغة العربية who taught him the Arabic language جواب علمه إياها أبوه علمه taught him إياها it أبوه taught him it his father taught it to him علمه إياها أبوه علمه إياها أبوه or you can give another type of answer example علمه اللغة العربية أبوه علمه اللغة العربية أبوه that taught him the Arabic language his father or you could just say علمه إياها أبوه جميل رقم ثلاثة في أي مسابقة في أي مسابقة in which competition يشترك أسامة وزميلاه وزميلاه في أي مسابقة in which competition يشترك participating أسامة وزميلاه and his two colleagues جواب يشتركون في مسابقة السباحة يشتركون في مسابقة السباحة يشتركون في مسابقة السباحة سباحة سباحة swimming يشتركون في مسابقة السباحة يشتركون في مسابقة السباحة ما معنى مسابقة مسابقة competition competition جميل ما شاء الله سؤال رقم اثنين الضمير إما متصل وإما منفصل that the pronouns that they are either متصل attached or منفصل detached متصل joined attached or منفصل منفصل detached فالضمير المنفصل so they begin with the detached ones the منفصل فالضمير المنفصل ما يبدأ ما يبدأ به في النطق that which you usually begin with ويقع بعد إلا and also it comes after إلا the منفصل the detached ones you usually begin a sentence with them he is tall he went to Durban she is running they are in the classroom ويقع بعد إلا and it also comes after إلا after except example أنا مسلم see أنا أنا is a ضمير منفصل, a detached pronoun. أنا مسلم, أنا مسلم. ما فهم الدرس, ما فهم الدرس إلا أنت. ما فهم الدرس إلا أنت. No one understood the lesson except you. إلا أنت, أنت, أنت is our ضمير منفصل, detached pronoun. ما فهم الدرس, ما فهم الدرس. No one understood the lesson إلا أنت except you. Number three. إياك رأيت إياك رأيت إياك رأيت you I saw إياك you I saw رأيت I saw ما رأيت إلا إياك number four ما رأيت إلا إياك ما رأيت إلا إياك I didn't see except you ما رأيت إلا إياك ما رأيت إلا إياك I didn't see anyone except you والضمير المتصل now the other one the ضمير متصل the attached pronoun ما لا يبدأ به في النطق you don't begin a sentence with it ولا يقع بعد إلا it doesn't come after إلا كالتاء والهاء في رأيته examples the ta and the ha in the word ra'aytuhu, in the sentence ra'aytuhu. So ra'aytu, the tu here indicates I saw. Ra'aytu. Ra'aytu who, he. He's the one I saw. Ra'aytuhu, I saw him. I saw him. Ra'aytu Muhammadan. I saw Muhammad. And so here we mention the name specifically. We came with the proper noun. But if we said Ra'aytuhu, I saw him. I saw him. Excellent. Dhamair al-raf' al-munfasila. So the dhamair, the pronouns which are in the marfu' form, and they are munfasil. Munfasil, they are detached. Example, huwa. Huwa talibun, he is a student. So the huwa is in the form of marfu. Huma, huwa, huma, hum. Hiya, huma, hunna. Anta, antuma, antum. Anti, antuma, antunna. Ana, nahnu. Huwa, he. Huma, both of them. Hum, they, a group of students in America. Hiya, she. And huma, two. Sumayya and Fatima, and they are absent. Hunna, Sumayya, Fatima, and Aisha, and the absent. Whereas Anta, you, in front of me. Antuma, both of you. Antum, all of you in front of me. Anti, one female in front of me. Antuma, both of you, two sisters in front of me. Antunna, you're speaking to a group of sisters. Antunna, and ana means I. Nahnu, we. Jameel. Dhamair al-raf' al-muttasila. So this is now the dhamair of raf', but they are muttasila. Muttasila, they are attached. Let's see. Ta al-fa'il al-mutaharrika. Example, Dhahabtu, I went. This too is indicative of myself. I am the one who did the action. I am the fa'il. Dhahabtu, I went. Dhahabtuma, that both of you went. Dhahabtum, you people went. Dhahabtunna, you people went, but a group of females. The alif of Alif al-Ithnain. The alif here indicative of Ithnain, of two. The dual form. Kama fi dhahaba, two of them went. Dhahabata, two females went. Yadhabani, two guys are going. Tadhabani, two females are going. Idhaba, go. You are ordering two people to go. Idhaba, both of you go. Then number three, the waw of jama'ah, when we're dealing with a group. Dhahabu, they went, a group went. Yadhabuna, they are currently going. Idhabu, you are ordering a group to go. Tadhabuna, antum tadhabuna, you people are going. Number four, ya al-mukhataba, that the ya of mukhataba, that you are speaking to them directly. Example, tadhabina, ayna tadhabina ya Fatimatu, where are you going, O Fatima? You're speaking to a female present in front of you. Ayna tadhabina, and then you are ordering Fatima to go. Idhabi, you are ordering her to go now. Jamil. Noon and niswa. ذهبنا يذهبنا اذهبنا تذهبنا. The na, number six. كما في ذهبنا, we went. ضمائر النصب المنفصلة. These are the pronouns which are منفصلة, but they are منصوب, in the منصوب form. إياه, إياهما, إياهم, إياها, إياهما, إياهن, إياك, إياكُمَا, إياكُم, إياكِ, إياكُمَا, إياكُنَّ, إيايَا, إيانَا. ضمائر النصب المتصلة. So the attached. سألهما سألهم سألهما 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 سَأَلَكُمَا سَأَلَكُمَا سَأَلَكُمْ سَأَلَكِ سَأَلَكُمَا سَأَلَكُنَّ 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 سَأَلَنِي سَأَلْنَا سَأَلَنِي سَأَلْنَا ضمائر النصب المتصل للمتكلم الياء فقط إما النون فيؤتى بها لوقاية ما قبلها من الكسر وتسمى نون الوقاية. ضمائر الجر لا تأتي إلا متصلة كالكاف في كتابك والها في له. Excellent. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, some of these matters might seem a bit difficult. No. In reality, most of them we've already covered. Walhamdulillah. Simple stuff. And with the exercises, they will be even clearer. Bi-Iznillahi Ta'ala. We move on to exercise number 2. Istakhrij al-dhamair al-warida fi dars. So all of the dhamair, all of the pronouns mentioned in the lesson, they want you to extract them, insha'Allah. Wadhkur naw' kull wahid minha. And then you need to make mention of what type they are, bi-Iznillahi Ta'ala. So let's look through the lesson. Let's extract all of the pronouns. What type of pronoun are they? Are they muttasil? Are they munfasil? And then the different types amongst them. Are they marfu? Are they mansub? Etc. We will go through them bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. So let's begin. Bismillah. So we are extracting the dhamair from the lesson. So what can we find in terms of dhamair in the lesson? Well, let's see. The dhamir al-raf al-muttasil. The attached pronoun which is in the marfu form. A'tayituhu. So this tu, a'tayituhu. So that ta there, this is in the marfu form. A'tayituhu, I gave to him. Then there's also a'tayituhum, I gave to them. A'tayituhum, the ta again. A'tayituhum, the ta there is our pronoun, indicating I am the one who gave. Excellent. أعطيت
you gave
the ta, you gave ta,
أعطيت
جميل.
أخذت
you took.
أخذت
the ta again.
أخذت
you took. Who's the one doing the taking?
You.
أخذت, this is مرفوع. Excellent. وضعتها put it.
وضعت,
you put.
وضعتها,
you put it.
وضعت.
And so the ta here, this is a ضمير متصل and it is مرفوع.
أعطيتها.
The ha will be a ضمير and it will be متصل, but it's منسوب. Coming up later, inshallah. Let's focus now on the ضمائر which are attached and they are مرفوع. So,
وضعتها.
The ta de, that is مرفوع. Excellent.
تذكرت.
I remembered. The two.
تذكرت.
I remembered.
تذكرت.
Excellent.
التحقت.
I joined. The two again.
التحقت.
I joined. And then تعبدوا. The wow here. The wow.
تعبدوا.
Indicating the جمع. Indicating the plural. تعبدوا. And it's also indicative of it being in the مرفوع form. The wow there, it is مرفوع. Excellent.
يخرجون.
Here it's the wow again. The wow again indicating that it is مرفوع. These were ضمائر. They were مرفوع. And they were متصل. So three qualities they had. Then what about certain pronouns which are مرفوع but they are منفصل? There's only one in this exercise and that was هم.
It's منفصل.
It's not كتابهم. كتابهم, here the ضمير is attached. Whereas هم on its own, this is a ضمير which is مرفوع but it is منفصل. It is detached. Excellent. So we covered the رفع, mashallah, in terms of متصل, in terms of منفصل. But there's one other matter and that is the ضمير
which is marfu, but it's mustatir. Mustatir meaning it's built in. It's built in. You can't apparently see it. It's built in. And so we find there, for example, uridu, uridu, I want. Uridu, marfu, I want. Then there's akhudhu, I take. Akhudhu. There's khudh, khudh, khudh means to take. Khudh, jayid. There's nas'alu, nas'alu, we ask. Nas'alu, we ask. As'alu, as'alu, I ask. There's arju, there's tusa'ida, an tusa'ida, 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 jayid. Then there's also sa'usa'idu, sa'usa'idu, I will assist. Sa'usa'idu, excellent. What else? What else, ya mashayikh? There's arju, arju, I request. Nansa, nansa, we forget. There's ara, I see, ara. There's iqra. There's also yaqra'u, yaqra'u. Na'budu, na'budu, nasta'inu. Nantaziru, nantaziru. Sanazuru, sanazuru. Excellent. So these were dhamair. They were marfu', they were muttasil, and they were mustatir, mustatir, built in. Then the next one, dhamir an-nasb. Dhamir an-nasb, the pronouns which are in the mansub form, and they are munfasil, munfasil, detached, munfasil, detached. Jayid. Let's see, simple ones. Iyaka, iyaka, iyahuma, iyahuma, iyahu, iyaha, iyaya. Iyaka, jayid. There's iyahum, iyana, iyaha, iyaha, again, iyaka, iyahu, iyakum, iyakum, iyana, iyaka. Excellent. Take note, with regards to iyaka, iyaka means you. Iyaka means you. And it can also, depending on context, it can mean beware, be careful, iyaka. Iyaka, iyaka, be careful with regards to doing X, Y, and Z. Excellent. Dhamir an-nasb al-muttasil. So now, pronouns which are attached and they are in the mansub form. Yatulubuka, yatulubuka, yatulubuka. Dekade, yatulubuka, seeking you. Annahu, annahu, that hade, annahu. Inni, the yade. Khudh huma, khudh huma, take both of them, both of them. Khudh huma, the huma. A'titu hu, a'titu hu, the ha. A'titu hum, a'titu hum, the hum. A'titu hum, a'titukka ha, a'titukka ha, a'titukka ha, a'titukka, a'titukka ha. Both the ka and the ha are our dhamir an-nasb al-muttasil, both of them. Then there's also a'taytaniha, a'taytaniha. So we have the ya and also the ha, both of them are our dhamair. Akhadhtaha, akhadhtaha, akhadhtaha. So here, akhadhta. Ha, ha is our dhamir here, which is mansub, which is mansub. Excellent. Then what else do we have? Wada'taha, wada'taha, wada'ta, wada'taha, you put it, the ha, the ha. Tusa'idni, tusa'idni, ni, that ya there. Tusa'idni, jayid. Araka, the kaf, araka, I see you. Allamaka, allamaka, taught you. Allamaka, ka, ka, allamaka. Allamani, taught me. Allamani, awani, allamani. Inna, inna. Sanazuru kum, sanazuru kum. We will visit kum, you people. Sanazuru kum, excellent. So those are our dhamair an-nasb al-muttasil. Then what about dhamair which are in the majrur form? Majrur form. Fi maktabihi, fi maktabihi. So the he, fi maktabihi. Ma'i, with me. Zamilayya, the ya. Zamilayya, my two colleagues. Majallati, the ya. Majallati, my magazine. Fi maktabika, fi maktabika, the kaf here. في مكتبك, في مكتبك, your مكتب, your office, في مكتبك, the caf here, but technically it is a ضمير and it is in the مجرور form because of the في before it. اسمك, اسمك, ما اسمك, اسمك, اسمك. This is مضاف, مضاف إلي, and the مضاف إلي is that كا, and this كا technically it is مجرور. Why? Because it's the مضاف إلي. أخي, the يا is مضاف إلي, and it will be مجرور. بلدي, my country, the يا, this is مضاف إلي, and it is مجرور. Excellent. أبي, أبي, the يا is مجرور. Why? Because it's مضاف إلي. ربك, ربك, كا, كا, ربك, ربك, the كاف, the This is مضاف إليه and it is مجرور والحمد لله. يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله. Let's move on to exercise number 3 بإذن الله تعالى. They state يؤتى ضمير النصب منفصلا. That sometimes you have the ضمائر, the pronouns which are منصوب and they come منفصلا, that they are standing on their own, they are detached. When إذا كان مفعولا به, if it's the مفعول به, وتقدم على فعله, and it has come before its verb. Example, إياك نعبد, إياك نعبد, only you do we worship, إياك نعبد. إذا أصله, its original origin would have been نعبدك, نعبدك, جيد. إذ أصله نعبدك, its أصل would have been نعبدك, but we brought that كاف matter, we brought it before. إذا كان مفعول به وتقدم على فعله, we brought that كاف story, we bring it before the verb, then it would be إياك نعبد, إياك نعبد, that only you do we worship, إياك نعبد. Number two, إذا وقع مفعولا لمصدر مضاف مضاف إلى فاعله. Example, ننتظر زيارة المدير إيانا اليوم, ننتظر زيارة المدير, we are awaiting the visit of the مدير, إيانا, to us, upon us today. مساعدتك إيايا كانت قبل مساعدتي إياك. Your assistance to me was before my assistance to you. مساعدتك, مساعدة, took your assistance, إياه, to me, كانت, was before, قبل مساعدتي, before my assistance, إياك, to you. إذا وقع بعد حرف العطف, if it comes after a حرف of عطف, رأيتك وإياه, I saw you and him, رأيتك وإياه, رأيتك وإياه. إني وإياك, indeed me وإياك, and you ناجحاني, a successful. Number four, إذا وقع بعد إلا, if it comes after إلا, ما سألت إلا إياك, ما سألت إلا إياك, I didn't ask except you. لا نعبد إلا إياه, we do not worship except you. لا نعبد إلا إياه, لا نعبد إلا إياه, we do not worship except you. إذا وقع بعد ضمير نصب متصل. Example, أين مجلة المدير, where's the principal's magazine, أعطيته إياها, أعطيته, I gave him it, I gave him it, basically I gave it to him, I gave it to him, أعطيته, أعطيت, I gave, أعطيته, I gave to him, إياها, it, it meaning the magazine, I gave to him the magazine, I gave it to him. إذا كان الضميران من رتبة واحدة وجب الفصل كما في المثال السابق, وإذا اختلف في الرتبة جاز الوصل والفصل. Example, أين كتابي, أعطيتكه, أعطيتكه, أين كتابي, where's my book, أعطيتك, I gave to you, who, it, I gave to you, it, I gave it to you. Or أعطيتك إياه, I gave you إياه, it, I gave you it, أعطيتك إياه, I gave you it, I gave it to you. ضمائر ثلاث رتب. The ضمائر, they are of three levels. رتبة الغائب, the third person absent, وضمائرها هو, he, absent, هما, both of them absent, هم, they, absent, هي, she, absent, هما, both of them, those two sisters, absent, هن, they, a group of females, absent. رتبة المخاطب, those that you are speaking to, second person. وضمائرها, its pronouns are أنت, you, أنتما, both of you, أنتم, all of you, أنتي, one female you are speaking to, أنتما, two females you are talking to, directly, second person, أنتن, a group of females you are addressing, they are in front of you, second person. And then رتبة المتكلم, the speaker, وضمائرها أنا, speaking about yourself, أنا, and نحن, we, excellent. استخرج من الدرس ضمائر النصب المنفصلة واذكر سبب الاتيان بكل واحد منها منفصلا. So now they want you to look into the passage and they want you to extract all of the dhamair which are in the mansub form. All the dhamair which are in the mansub form. And then maybe list the reason why they are in the mansub form. The dhamair al-nasb al-munfasila. Wadhkur sabab al-ityan bi kulli wahid minha munfasila. And the reason why each one of these dhamair are brought detached. Why they have been mentioned in the detached form and not in the attached form. So pick out the dhamair, the pronouns which are mansub, and why are those pronouns in the detached form? Why are they not in the attached form? Why are they munfasil and not muttasil? Let's see. So we find the لم يطلب المراقب إلا إياك إلا إياك because it came after إلا because إياك came after إلا and so it is منفصل it is detached لم يطلب المراقب لم يطلب المراقب that the inspector did not request إلا إياك except you. إني وإياهما إني وإياهما إني وإياهما this is because the إياهما came after a harf of عطف harf of conjugation the واو إني وإياهما إني وإياهما إني وإياهما why is إياهما on its own because it came after the واو excellent أعطيته إياه أعطيته إياه because it came after بعد ضمير نصب متصل من رتبته بعد ضمير النصب متصل because it came after a ضمير which was already منصوب and it was on its same level on its same level remember you got third person second person and first person so أعطيته أعطيته إياه إياه so we've got two mansub ضميرs أعطيته أعطيت I gave to him I gave to him this who أعطيته who is the third person أعطيته and then إياه is also third person so we've got two ضميرs in the third person coming together and so we need to separate between them so أعطيته إياه so this one came منفصل because before it there was a ضمير which was on its same level meaning the third person here and so they needed to be separated excellent you couldn't say أعطيته هو. You can't say that you can't say أعطيته هو. No أعطيته إياه excellent أإياي تسأل أإياي تسأل أإياي تسأل This is because لتقدمه على فعله that it came before its verb. It came before its verb. أإياي تسأل like إياك نعبد أإياي تسأل Are you asking me? Are you asking me? أإياي تسأل إياك أسأل إياك أسأل I'm asking you إياك أسأل same story that it came before its verb إياك أسأل أسأل as opposed to أسألك you could either say أسألك 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 verb and then the ka at the end إياك أسأل سأساعدك وإياهم سأساعدك وإياهم I will assist you and them and this is because it came after the harf of عطف سأساعدك وإياهم I will assist you and them excellent what else what else then we also have لن ننسى مساعدتك إيانا لن ننسى مساعدتك إيانا. We will not forget your assistance to us. مساعدتك إيانا, that your assistance upon us. What's the story here? It is because لوقوعه مفعولا, because it came as a مفعول لمصدر مضاف إلى فاعله. That's the reason, as they had listed in the exercise. لوقوعه مفعولا لمصدر مضاف إلى فاعله مساعدتك, مساعدتك, and then إيانا. The next one, من علمك إياها, من علمك إياها. So why إياها comes there at the end, من علمك إياها, because لوقوعه بعد ضمير نصب متصل. جيد, هذا جائز, this is something which is allowed. من علمك إياها, who taught you it, who taught it to you. علمني إياها أبي, علمني taught me إياها it, my father taught me it, my father, my father taught it to me. Then إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين لتقدم, لتقدم كل منهما على فعله. Because the إياك and the إياك, again, they both came before the verbs. يخرجون الرسول وإياكم, يخرجون الرسول وإياكم. So وإياكم here, because it came after a حرف of عطف. يخرجون الرسول وإياكم, وإياكم. Then وإنا أو إياكم, after a حرف of عطف. وإنا أو إياكم, that we or you people. يوم زيارة المدير إيانا, يوم زيارة المدير إيانا, the day of the visit of the principal to us, upon us, because لوقوعه مفعولا لمصدر مضاف إلى فاعله. And the last one, ننتظر المدير وإياك, we are awaiting the principal, وإياك and yourself, لوقوعه بعد حرف العطف. Excellent. Exercise number 4, يا عبد الله يا أمة الله, قدم المفعول به على الفعل في كل جملة مما يأتي. That they want you to bring the مفعول به, bring it before the verb, bring it before the verb. So they give us نعبدك, نعبدك, change it, إياك نعبد, إياك نعبد, نعبدك, we worship you. Change it around, إياك نعبد. Same meaning, or in reality, when we say إياك نعبد, it means only you do we worship. Only you do we worship. So that change indicates حصر. It indicates like only you do we worship. نعبدك, we worship you. And we could be worshipping others. نعبدك, we worship you. And we could also be worshipping others. Whereas, إياك نعبد, only you do we worship. Note the difference between the two. نستعينك, we seek assistance in you. نستعين, we seek assistance in you. نستعينك, إياك نستعين, إياك نستعين, only in you do we seek assistance. إياك نستعين. نستغفرك, 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 we seek forgiveness in you. نستغفرك, إياك نستغفر, إياك نستغفر, إياك نستغفر. Excellent. Only in you do we seek forgiveness. رأيته, I saw him. إياه رأيت, إياه رأيت, إياه رأيت, only he did I see. أناديتني يا أستاذ, did you call out for me, O teacher? أناديتني يا أستاذ, did you call out for me, يا أستاذ؟ أإياي ناديت يا أستاذ, أإياي ناديت يا أستاذ, that myself you called out for, O teacher, that you called out for me, O teacher. أإياي ناديت يا أستاذ. تطلبها المديرة, that seeking her, the female principal. The female principal is seeking, is seeking her, seeking her. إياها تطلب المديرة, إياها تطلب المديرة, that the مديرة is seeking her. إياها, that's it, that her. تطلب, seeking. المديرة, who's doing the seeking? The مديرة, the female principal, is seeking her. Number 7, سألهم المدير, سألهم المدير. The principal asked them, questioned them. إياهم سأل المدير. إياهم سأل المدير. إياهم سأل المدير. The them, those ones. The principal question. إياهم سأل المدير. إياهم سأل المدير. والحمد لله. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله, we have exercise number 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 and 12 still to go, subhanAllah. But it seems that time is up, Allahu musta'an. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله, we really, really hoped to have completed lesson number 27 in this majlis. We really hoped, subhanAllah, but alas, unable to do that. We will complete in our next majlis. But before we end off, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we have to go through a prophetic hadith, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. An Anas radiallahu anhu, an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal, upon the authority of Anas, who narrates that our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَتْبَعُ الْمَيِّتَ, follows the mayyit, the mayyit, the one who passed away, follows the mayyita, mayyita, mayyita is the one who is being followed, the object, ثَلَاثَةٌ, three things follow the mayyit, أَهْلُهُ, his family, وَمَالُهُ, his wealth, وَعَمَلُهُ, and his actions, his deeds, فَيَرُجِعُ إِثْنَانِ, and two of them will return, رَجَعَ, to return, فَيَرُجِعُ إِثْنَانِ, two of them return, وَيَبْقَى وَاحِدٌ, and remains one. And so follows the dead person to the graveyard, three things, his family, his wealth, and his actions. Two of them will return, وَيَبْقَى وَاحِدٌ, and one will remain, يَرْجِعُ أَهْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ, will return his family and his wealth, وَيَبْقَى عَمَلُهُ, and remains his amal, his actions. متفق عليه, hadith reported by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim. تَبِعَ حَامِدٌ خَالِدًا. تَبِعَ حَامِدٌ خَالِدًا. What does this mean? تَبِعَ, to follow. تَبِعَ, the أَتْبَاءَ التَّابِعِينَ, the followers of the تَابِعِينَ. تَبِعَ means to follow. تَبِعَ حَامِدٌ. تَبِعَ حَامِدٌ خَالِدًا. حَامِد followed خَالِد. حَامِد is مرفوع. He is doing the following. He is the فاعل, the doer. And خَالِدًا is the person who the action fell upon. He is the object. And so حَامِد's following خَالِد. A, what does this mean? مَشَى خَلْفَهُ. مَشَى خَلْفَهُ. مَشَى خَلْفَهُ. He walked behind him, meaning he followed him. وَالْمُضَارِعُ, the present tense, يَتْبَعُ, 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 he is following or he will follow. Past tense, تَبِعَ, he followed. الْمَيِّتُ, what's a mayyit? ضِدُّ الْحَيِّ, opposite of alive, opposite of the living. ضِدُّ الْحَيِّ, حَيِّ, the one who's alive. ضِدُّ الْحَيِّ, opposite of the person who's alive. وَجَمْعُهُ مَوْتَى, one mayyit, many مَوْتَى, مَوْتَى. Al-ahl, what does al-ahl mean? The family. Al-aqaribu, your close ones, your relatives. Al-aqaribu, they are qarib to you, they are close to you. Baqiya means to remain. Lam yarji', what does baqiya mean? Lam yarji', did not return, remain. He went to Durban and he, lam yarji', he did not return. Yabqa, yabqa, baqiya, lam yarji', lam yarji', did not return. Mudari'u, the present tense verb, yabqa, baqiya, yabqa, baqiya, he remained, yabqa, he is remaining. Yatba'u al-mayyita, what does that mean? Follows the dead, follows the mayyit, what does that mean? A, yadhhabu khalf al-mayyiti, it goes behind the mayyit. Ahluhu wa maluhu wa amaluhu ila al-maqabarati. His family, his wealth, and his actions, they go behind the deceased to the graveyard. But two will return and only one will remain. Subhanallah. Answer the following questions. Man alladhina yatba'una al-mayyita? Who are the ones who follow the mayyit? Wa ila ayna, and to where? Jawab. Yatba'u al-mayyita. ثلاثة أهله وماله وعمله. What follows the dead? أهله وماله وعمله. وإلى أين؟ إلى المقبرة. إلى المقبرة, to the graveyard. أيبقى الأهل مع الميت في قبره؟ أيبقى الأهل, do the family remain مع الميت, with the dead, في قبره, in his grave? No. فَيَرُجِعُ أَهْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ يَرُجِعُ أَهْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ That returns his family and his wealth they return. جيد. مَا الَّذِي يَبْقَى مَعَ الْمَيِّتِ What remains with the mayyit? يَبْقَى مَعَهُ عَمَلُهُ يَبْقَى مَعَهُ عَمَلُهُ His actions remain with him. Correct. True or false? True or false? مَالُ الْمَيِّتِ يَبْقَى مَعَهُ فِي قَبْرِهِ خَطَأ It is not true. It is not true. غير صحيح. مال الميت, money of the deceased, يبقى معه في قبره, remains with him in his grave. No. أهل الميت يبقون معه في قبره. Incorrect. It is خطأ. Family of the deceased don't remain with him. Number three. عمل الميت يبقى معه. نعم صحيح. The عمل of the ميت يبقى معه. الأهل والمال يرجعون الأهل والمال يرجعون The family and the wealth return Correct, excellent Who is the Sahabi who narrates this hadith from our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala an من المحدث الذي أخرجه Who is the muhadith who has reported this hadith Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim ما ضد الميت ما ضد الميت What's the opposite of ميت الحي الحي ما جمعه ما جمع الميت موتى موتى ما معنى تبع ما معنى تبع What does تبع mean? تبع means أي مشى خلفه مشى خلفه To walk behind this person To move behind this person ما معنى الأهل 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 meaning الأقارب 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 The close family members جيد. What's the past tense of the following verbs? يتبع تبع is our past tense. يتبع تبع تبع يتبع. What's the past tense of يرجع رجع رجع. What's the past tense of يبقى بقي بقي to remain. بقي excellent. And then they ask us make a sentence with the word رجع 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 محمد إلى بيته رجع محمد إلى بيته رجع محمد من مكة رجع محمد من مكة جميل make a sentence with تبع تبع تبعني محمد followed me محمد تبعني محمد محمد followed me والحمد لله يا عبد الله يا أمة الله remember that to the graveyard will go with him, his family, his actions, and his money, his wealth. Two of them will return, and only one will remain. Only your actions will remain with you in your grave, Allahumma musta'an. The darkness of the grave, unlit grave, nobody with you, subhanallah. You are in your kafan. The worms around you, what remains with you? What comes to your assistance? What comes to help you? What comes to give you light in your grave? What comes to protect you from the insects and the worms and the snails? Your actions and your actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to make good actions. To make good actions which will benefit us in our graves after our death. Allahumma musta'an. Until we meet again. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.